Hello, I'm Kara Lamar. Welcome to the STLE Compass, brought to you by the Society of Tribologists and Lubrication Engineers. The STLE Compass is your convenient and reliable resource for the latest industry developments. In our interview today, we'll take a look at the IJTC, or the International Joint Tribology Conference. This conference is co-sponsored by the Tribology Division of ASME and STLE, and is held annually in October. This event provides a unique opportunity for thought leaders to network with top tribology professionals, preview cutting-edge research, and discover where the field is heading. Varied, innovative research is the key to this event, with a large number of presentations and speakers representing more than 20 nations. This year, there are 13 technical tracks including nanotribology, biotribology, engineered surfaces, boundary lubrication, fluid film lubrication, machine components tribology, contact mechanics, magnetic storage tribology, wind turbine tribology, and three symposia including biomimetrics and green tribology, science and technology for condition-based monitoring, and particle tribology. Last but not least, we also have a student poster track. The IJTC is the second conference of the year that STLE is involved in, the other being the annual meeting held in May, and each conference has its own unique qualities, offerings, and audience. Our interviewee, Jane Wang, is a professor in the Mechanical Engineering Department at Northwestern University. She is a fellow of both ASME and STLE. STLE has previously recognized her with many awards. She was on the board of directors previously, has been the chairperson of the annual meeting program committee, and is currently serving as the chair for the ASME-STLE Conference Planning Committee for the IJTC. Given her background, she's well acquainted with the IJTC and will provide some more information about the conference from her perspective, what attendees can expect, providing an insider's view of the conference and allowing you to explore the various components that make up the IJTC. So Jane, welcome to the STLE Compass.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay, so let's start off. What's the IJTC, and can you talk a little bit about what the conference is like in general?
Yeah, IJTC, which means ASME-STLE, International Joint Tribology Conference. And this conference usually brings together people from all over the world in the area of tribology, surface science, surface engineering, lubrication and lubricant technologies, from industries and from governmental labs, from research labs and from universities. This conference creates a very good environment for people to exchange research ideas and discuss research progresses and meet friends and so on and so forth. We consider this one as a forum for research discussion, for research opinion exchange, and it's like sort of a research accomplishment report. In this meeting, people talk about key issues, talk about future collaborations, and talk about many things related to their research or to the research in the field.
How do you think it's different from the annual meeting?
IJTC is jointly organized by STLE and ASME. STLE and ASME take turns. You know, one year ASME lead, and the other year STLE lead. This year is ASME lead. Generally, the papers presented at IJTC is more research related.
And so the annual meeting, I guess, I've heard also is more practical. It has research, but it's also more practical.
It has practical issues more than this one.
Okay, so the intended audience then for the conference?
Generally, people from, researchers, professionals from universities, government labs, industries related to the fields, such as tribology, surface engineering, and lubricant lubrication engineerings. They all come to this meeting. So, you know, they're presenters and they are also audience. Students are also a very good group of audience for this meeting.
So when people come, what can they expect to see or what's offered at the IJTC?
IJTC, I think when people come here, most people look for research progresses. What is the current status of research? And people talk, meet friends, and people communicate about progresses, problems, and things like that. I think this is usually the case. Believe me or not, some students are even come here to look for jobs. They may find a job. at IGITC.
That's very good. So what's new and exciting this year, or different than last year?
This year, we'll have, first of all, we'll have Dr. Michael Robinson as our keynote speaker at our award luncheon this year. And Dr. Robinson is the deputy director of the National Wind Technology Center, and he's now at 2 years of duty assignment at Washington, D.C., work for government for the Department of Energy's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Wind and Water Power Program. So this is one of the exciting events we're going to have that is to, you know, expecting his keynote speech on the offshore wind turbine technology development, which may have something related to tribology, future of tribology development, or what we can contribute to that kind of big development. The other things, we're going to have two new symposia. One is on biomaterials and green tribology technology. The other one is related to the science and technology for condition-based monitoring.
The IGTC is happening in Los Angeles, California. So why was this location chosen? Why LA?
LA is a really, really nice city. You know, everybody likes LA. You'll never get tired with LA. That's one thing. You find many attractions. First of all, you see there are many good universities there, like Caltech, UCLA, and UC San Diego is not too far away, and many other good universities around, so people can go visit. And also, there are many other attractions, for example, government labs and major industries, industrial labs, and music attraction like Disneyland, right? Something. Disneyland is very, very, very much there. And you can also find a Chinatown and Little Tokyo. I think those are very attractive to people over the world.
Getting back to the conference, what does the schedule look like? I mean, what's happening and when's it happening?
I think we have a 3 days, full day program for technical presentations. We'll also have, as I mentioned before, a keynote presentation by Dr. Robinson at the award luncheon, which is on Tuesday, I believe. And Tuesday is the second day of the program. We also have student poster sections. I think student poster sections would last for 2 days, and exhibits for 2 days as well. A very exciting and full program.
So, so with those presentations, what are the different technical tracks, and can you give us an overview or a highlight, I guess?
Yes, we got a number of full tracks, including nanotechnology, boundary lubrication, biotribology, content mechanics, machine component tribology, wind technology, wind turbine technology, things like that. Many of those, you know, for example, this nanotribology, it is devoted to a variety or many aspects of tribology at the nano scale. So this is just an example of the details of the tracks. So each track has their own definition, attraction to a certain fields in this research area or in this technology development area.
So they have a lot of different specific
lots of different specific topics. Even within the tracks, people have the subdivisions. Say for example, in content mechanics, they may talk about different issues. In fluid film bearings, they may talk about elastohydrodynamic lubrication or just fluid film bearings. Okay. They all have different focuses.
And you talked a little bit about the keynote, but it's relevant to one of the technical tracks. Can you give us a little bit more detail on the keynote?
Yeah, again, as I mentioned before, this is going to be by Dr. Michael Robinson, and he's the deputy director of our of National Wind Technology Center, located in Colorado. I went to their place once. It was a very nice location. They got huge equipment there and huge development there. Okay, this year his talk will be on offshore wind technology development, which is one of the major development in this field, actually in the power, in the energy power field in the nation. And as I mentioned before too, he's currently assigned a two-year duty in Washington DC in DOE's another program that is called Wind and Water Power Program, supposed to be very important. And I know that Dr. Robinson is also the leading contributor to a very interesting thing, that is to the wind and turbine technology chapter in DOE's 20% wind energy by 2030 report. Everybody knows in the field. This is a very important report that leads to the that will lead to the future development of the energy sector of the country, which means by year 2030, 20% of the total energy produced in the country will be from the wind power. And we hope he's going to address the major issues related to the offshore wind turbine technology and also the relation of the future development of this technology to tribology, what we can contribute. So what we can figure out, what we can see even from now that his talk is will generate interest from several of our tracks, for example, nanotechnology, machine component, tribology, boundary lubrication, content mechanics, surface engineering, and so on and so forth. It is a, because this wind turbine technology is not just one thing. It is a complex engineering system involving many actions and many of our tribologists' interest.
So it touches many different areas.
Yeah, it touches many different areas, not more than one. Of course, you know, as I mentioned several areas. There's one more which we have, that is the wind turbine technology track in our IJTC. So I hope this is going to draw attention from many people in the field, and in the future people can contribute more on develop more stronger materials and better lubricant, better lubrication technologies, more efficient way of run machines to the future wind turbine technology program. Or wind turbine technology engineering, yeah. Technology and engineering. So yes. We may see that way.
Very good. Okay. So as an attendee, I guess I want to talk to you about how you've attended in the past and how that's kind of impacted you. Networking is typically rated pretty high for the conference and for any conference, really. So what personal experience have you had? Have you made friends? Have you met people, acquaintances, people who have helped you in your career? What's been your experience?
I'm glad you asked this. I mentioned before, IJTC is a very good environment for people to make friends. Of course, I made many friends from IJTC because IJTC, usually, when you travel, you don't meet a whole lot of people. But at IJTC, you meet with people from all over the world, every places of the countries that have tribology program, tribology research, which is everywhere. So you meet with friends and make friends. So some of the people I met at IJTC become my close friends. And we collaborate in research, we exchange a student visit, we also pay our own mutual visits. And we sometimes keep very tight phone and email communications.
So it's a good way of establishing and continuing that relationship, keeping in touch.
Yeah. And you know what usually we can do? we do that at IGATC, is that we, you know, discuss over the sessions and talk off the sessions and go lunch and dinners. Those are lots of fun to do.
So, okay, I'm guessing that you've probably given a presentation at the IGATC in the past. So can you tell us how that happened and what kind of impact that was on you?
Yeah, IGATC, you know, we... There's so many very excellent presentations every year, and you know, I really hope I can split myself into several parts and sit in each of the sessions and listen to all the talks. But we couldn't do that; we have to choose. So I'm sure we missed lots of good talks. But anyway, in general, the presentations are very excellent. You see a lot of very, very good research progresses, and you can learn a lot. That's what my experience is. I learn a lot from IGATC.
Okay, so have you personally presented, and if so, what? How did that impact you?
Yeah, every time we present, not just one, multiple presentations for many of IGATCs we attended. Generally, I have with me my students and postdocs, and sometimes I made presentations, sometimes they do. And you know, this is a very good chance to expose our research, our work to people, and also very importantly to expose our people to people, mm-hmm. to attendees of IGATC. Sometimes they got, you know, they got the job relationships there, which is very important to them.
Oh, for sure. It's just making that transition from student to a professional.
From student to professional, yes. This is a network not only for me, but for people related to me.
Okay, so you've attended before as an attendee. What was your personal experience?
I think the best description of my experience at IGATC is that I consider myself a sponge. Go there to absorb and to learn, absorb knowledge and to learn from people. So this is a really good chance for me to see what is the current status of research of my interest area and what I can learn, what I will discuss with my colleagues. Okay. So it's a good chance to learn and to study.
Given all that, how would you, or I guess, what's your number one reason to attend, or why should people attend?
IGATC, as we discussed for several times already, IGATC we consider is one of the highest level of meetings over the world in the area of tribology, because it covers a variety of things, and it covers a wide areas, many areas of research and development. So people report the current status of work at this meeting. So that's the major reason we really want people to come, and we present at IGATC. It's because we want to share, we want to learn the current status of research. And this IGATC includes technical sessions, special symposia, student post competition, keynote speech, and exhibits from industries. So this IGATC consists of many attractions to people in the field. So we really hope people can come, mm-hmm. and enjoy. And the IGATC success depends on the attendees, mm-hmm. depends on people from all over the world to come to share their experience with the others.
Thank you, Jane, for joining us today and for your insight. You too can make the most out of this conference. If you're already registered or you haven't registered yet and would like more details, our website is a great place to start and to start planning. Be sure to visit for more information about the conference, the location, the activities, and more, including upcoming deadlines. Be sure to read the headquarters report in the August issue of TLT to get more information on the keynote, view the abstract, and learn more about the conference in general. Program details and registration for the conference are now available at stle.org. Hotel reservations at the Los Angeles Marriott downtown can also be made there as well. If you plan to attend this year's IGATC, the time to act is now. The early bird discount saves you $100, and it expires September 26th. So this is Carol Lamar telling you to keep an eye out for more information and news on the IGATC. Thank you for joining us today. This has been another episode of the STLE Compass, pointing you in the right direction.